Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Friday afternoon, we're going to check in with Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Doing just fine. I'm kind of wondering about these 300 advisors that will be headed toward Iraq. I have a question. Do we actually know who these people are? Are they really advisors, or is this a, you know, I don't want to say cover-up, but could it be some ground troops that are going to have to engage in some type of action?
Well, to the best of my understanding, they're special forces, and, you know, President Obama has already sent almost 300 combat-ready troops to Iraq to help protect the embassy in Baghdad, and you know, this is more of pretty much the same. You know, whether they are going to be carrying M16s or not isn't clear, but they it seems like they're going to be mostly working on the intelligence side with the Iraqi army to figure out targets, you know, for possible drone strikes against these Islamic militants who are overrunning the northern half of Iraq.
Mm-hmm. And he really didn't say anything about airstrikes. I mean, outside of drone strikes, I'm talking about, you know, fighter jet stuff. But we have been conducting surveillance flights, haven't we?
We've been conducting surveillance flights, yes, and we've been using unarmed drones to eyes in the sky operation to cover the territory. And the president did say, you know, obliquely yesterday that he would take targeted action if necessary in the future once we get better information about what's going on the ground in Iraq. And so he left open the door for airstrikes of some sort, whether they were whether they would be from unpiloted drones or actual fighter jets. He hasn't said.
All right. I heard a little while ago that there may be a chemical weapons facility that's been taken by these terrorists. Have you heard anything on that?
No, I have not. You know, I've been following the reports about the oil refinery that they
What's the latest on that?
And it seems like the fighting is still going on there. And so, but I had not heard about any chemical weapons.
Okay. All right. I also noticed yesterday that the president said this was more or less Iraq's problem. They have to step up to work with each other over their differences. But does anyone really see that happening?
No, and that's a big part of the problem. You know, the administration, I think, has had enough with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki of Iraq, and they feel like he's not including the Sunni minority in his government, and that they feel is the one of the prime causes for this fighting that's going on, and for the reason that these Sunni fighters in the northern part of the country are being welcomed in some territories, some cities, by other members of the Sunni minority in that country. And so the president is talking about the need for a political solution in Iraq, and, you know, how that happens is anybody's guess at this point.
Well, I got to tell you something. Yesterday, Judge Andrew Napolitano was on the program with me, and he and I both at the same time acknowledged that maybe Joe Biden had the idea in the beginning, cut the country into three pieces.
The old partitioning.
Yeah.
Well,
it is hard. You know. I mean, you got to laugh when you think about Joe Biden being right about something.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. You know. He's getting credit and blame at the same time.
Yeah.
Going on in Iraq, so maybe he'll come out smelling like a rose in the end. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that because, you know, both the president and Joe Biden took a whole lot of credit for the earlier successes in Iraq, and now everything is George W. Bush's fault.
Right. And it's very striking, I think, that, you know, the president is getting quite a bit of heat from groups on the left that he's, you know, They're worried that he is re-engaging in a war in Iraq when he promised and delivered on his promise to get American troops out of there and keep them out of there.
Yeah.
So this could be, you know, a bit of a political headache for the president in the midterm elections, you know,
yeah,
with his base.
Yeah, he's already got a big headache. By now, he has certainly seen the approval numbers are awful, and this new NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows 54% of Americans think he's lost his ability to govern.
Yeah, that's a huge problem for him. And, I mean, you heard probably Chuck Todd on NBC the other day say that essentially that means his presidency is over, and he's got, 2.5 years plus to go. We'll have to see what happens, whether the Republicans take the Senate this year. But he's got, huge issues with leadership of this country right now.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to move on to something else. Evidently, he told the president of Mexico these illegal kids are going home.
It's really interesting, Andy. Yes, the president had a phone conversation with President of Mexico yesterday, President Peña Nieto, and talked about this surge, huge surge of illegal children children who are coming to the country illegally through the Mexican border. And now President Obama is saying, look, we need a solution here. Of course, he's been blamed by Republicans in recent months for his policies encouraging the surge of illegal children into the country, because they're hearing in their home countries like Guatemala and Honduras that if they just manage to get to the United States, they'll be able to stay because of his deferred action on deportations. So now all of a sudden President Obama is getting on the phone with the President of Mexico saying, we got to stop this. And he sent, of course, as you know, Joe Biden to Guatemala today to deliver the same message. Don't come to the United States. And it's dangerous. And if you do manage to get here, we're going to send you back anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe Joe Biden can also speak about the success of the Guatemalan soccer team while he's down there. I understand he did a real good job with the folks in Colombia.
Yeah, you got a little mixed up in Colombia about their soccer history in the World Cup.
It was
appreciated very much, but that's Joe. That's the vice president.
Yeah. All right, anything else going on down there today, or was it pretty quiet?
No, it's pretty quiet, actually. The president has nothing else on his schedule this afternoon, and we haven't received word on what he's doing this weekend yet.
Yeah, and there'll be cake and ice cream for Jay Carney. This is his final day?
Yes. Excuse me, and I hear there's a member of the press corps who makes a vicious rum cake, so I think that's going to be served this afternoon.
All right. Well, enjoy it, and we'll talk on Monday, perhaps. All right? Have a good one, Dave.
Okay, Andy. Thanks. You too.
Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. 1251, 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.